This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference, and wait, there's more, CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference as well. You're getting a two for one at this conference. So
what a deal.
What a deal. What a bargain. And some great content here to boot. So in the studio lounge, we're going to get some great content here as well. Something actually really new on the horizon. Oh my gosh. We have Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit Union. Becky, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Yes, I was waving at you.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the beautiful thing about doing these at a conference. People just wave.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. And then we also have John Wingate. You are CEO of Bank Social. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Welcome to the studio lounge, guys. So before we get into the topic, how's the conference going for you or for you all? Y'all.
Good.
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 All right.
It's great to be back in Vegas. I think I've been here like 5 times already this year.
That's it? No, I think it's a couple more times.
A couple more this year as well.
Yeah. But, you know, talking about technology is always really cool. And, mm-hmm. and this is a great conference to go to.
It is. I second that motion as well. So, yeah, there's great content here. If you want the latest and greatest in innovation and operations, this is the place to be. So, yeah. So, and John, tell us a little bit about Bank Social real quick.
So we're a crypto-focused third-party service provider. Mm-hmm. We're focusing on credit unions, mm-hmm. the general market as well, mostly credit unions. We kind of have the perspective that credit unions are analog DeFi, and we're going to bring them into the digital DeFi, the realm of digital
all right.
DeFi.
Yeah. A little conversion process here, it sounds
evolution.
Like.
Let's call it an evolution.
All right. I'll go with that word. Thank you. I didn't have my thesaurus out, so I apologize. Get that next time. Hey, all right. You guys have kind of a bit of an announcement to make, shall we? Who wants to go? Becky, you want to share first? And then, John, you can chime in as well, because I found this. I just found out. Through the grapevine, aka Becky Reed, about this really, really cool thing that you guys are doing. So, Becky, I'll let you have the stage. Fire away.
So, one of the things that we found in credit unions is that there is a little bit of mystification around crypto. Everybody is flocking to it. Of course, it's a very hot topic, but there's a lot of confusion about what it really is and how it's applicable to our space. And so we felt, John and I, since we're doing some partnerships together with offering some things, some crypto things to credit unions, we found there was a gap in education, all the way from board members to senior executive teams to young people even, mm-hmm. around the word crypto and blockchain and all of these things that we're hearing. But in some cases, people don't have a good understanding. So John had a nonprofit organization called Black Advocates, mm-hmm. and we said this would be a really fantastic way for us to educate people with no agenda in the credit union space and at universities and colleges as well. And so here we are.
With state regulators too. You know, I think one of the things we quickly understood is that not only was there a lack of education, mm-hmm. there was a lack of accurate educational resources to go to. And most of them were partisan on, hey, this technology, and they weren't really agnostic of kind of, you know, what are you looking to solve and, you know, where are the best places mm-hmm, to look to mm-hmm, solve that? Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to come in and be that bridge between the regulated, the regulator, mm-hmm. and then the eventual member, or, you know, the consumer, mm-hmm. if we can call it that.
Mm-hmm. And sure.
So we feel like it's been getting great traction. And, you know, our goal, again, is at its core, access to knowledge.
Right. Yeah. And so the credit union benefit message here, how is it going to benefit credit unions? I mean, we all know the answer here, but I want to get your take.
So I think that crypto, and I use that to encompass the entire space, right, the entire ecosystem, it's absolutely going to change the way that we do everything, not just in the financial institution space, but healthcare, real estate, a lot of other areas. And I think it's really important for folks to not focus on that bright, shiny object, which is cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than that. And I think that it's important for, as we go into strategic planning, which that's this time of year, right, to understand, at least understand how it might be impacting the future of how we do what we do.
Yeah.
Payments, titles, lending, wires, transferring money, P2P, all of those things. And it's important that boards and credit union folks understand.
Now, this is totally separate from the whole investing part of it, which is like the roller coaster right now that everyone's on, and or some of us aren't, thankfully, maybe. But so getting back to the financial aspect of what you were saying, Becky, this changes everything, or it's going to touch everything at the very least. So where are you guys going moving forward now? Obviously exposing this to credit unions, the education aspect of it. Where do you want to take it right now?
We feel like there's also the regulatory burden of the regulator needs to clarify what they're okay with, what they're not okay with. And so, you know, big focus has been bringing everybody to the table so that when you come up with a use case, because most of the use cases we believe are going to be born out of just discussing what credit unions do and how their different service providers engage. Once we figure out those, you know, potential future solutions, then bringing the regulator, which the NCUA has been fantastic in, you know, talking about these things and kind of formulating these things, create that working bridge group so that we can, that analog to digital DeFi conversion can happen, and we can best position. I think we have, you know, I'm going to be a cynic on this, 18 to 24 months before the world kind of has a real crack at undershooting us with regard to I believe so. I think places like you know, South America, Brazil, you know, especially when you factor the dollar into the kind of monetary reserve for the world, I think we believe, and we've got some other things we're working on that kind of solidify this belief in our path forward. Certainly though, providing access to what we believe is the perfect financial tool for a profitless society kind of thrives, credit unions, for the people to benefit and for the, you know, entities that serve them to benefit with a trusted intermediary. It's credit unions.
So where does this fit in with a credit union's plans to dive into the whole cryptocurrency market? Because a lot of us are still trying to wrap our head around and try to understand it. And now we have, you know, we have block advocates coming into the play here. I'm sure this is going to complement it greatly and educate people fantastic. So, but where should a credit, like you said, we're in the kind of the planning stages of even 2023. So what should a credit union be thinking right now in this area as far as crypto and then bringing in the block advocates aspect of it as well?
Well, first of all, look at your data. Your members are buying crypto today.
Oh, yeah.
And in some cases, the bigger credit unions have millions of dollars that's going out every month, and that money's not necessarily coming back in. It's going into the crypto ecosystem and out of credit unions. And that's happening all over. So I think that it's important, and a lot of times people are like, oh, you know, cryptocurrency, it's a fad. You know, and then they talk about the volatility and all of that. To say that this is not something credit unions should be looking at, but if our members are doing it and
good
participating
point.
In it, then we have to pay attention to it too. So
right.
just starting with understanding, you know, the difference between custodial and non-custodial, you know, what is a crypto wallet? What's the difference between a hot wallet and a cold wallet? I mean, there's those kinds of things, and there's a whole verbiage that is very familiar in the crypto space that is unfamiliar in the credit union space that our leaders and our regulators need to understand. So that's what Block Advocates is all about. No agenda, just education.
So are we going to be seeing a chief crypto officer here pretty darn soon at the financial institution? I mean,
I think
is it
going to
be that prevalent within an
No, I think it lives, you know, Becky and I are big believers that we don't want to paint this message of, oh my God, this entirely new thing is out here. It's really more the how you're doing this new thing. So I equate it to databases in the 80s, right? When these relational databases came out, mm-hmm. it was just a different way to store data. And really, that's what you're looking at. I think it's a CIO, CTO, chief strategy officer.
Right.
You know, maybe initially more chief strategy officer, more CTO, and then as the technology ecosystems advance, more CTO, CIO.
Gotcha. Okay, so next steps here for Block Advocates. What are next steps for this?
So right now, again, it's planning season. So contact Block Advocates. It's blockadvocates.org. And become a member, first of all.
Yeah.
Of the it's a nonprofit. And get your swag pack.
Yeah.
Ooh, with your little beanie.
Right.
Yeah.
And to support the organization. But then also ask us to come and educate your board. And we would love to have a working group with state regulators in particular, and including federal regulators as well, to start having those conversations about, you know, when the regulator comes into the credit union, what kinds of things should they be looking at and talking about for the future?
Oh, wow. 2023 is going to be a whale of a year in this area.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious. All right, guys. On that note, anything else to add? John, I'll let you go first.
No, I mean, Becky hit on all the main points, so I'll let her be the closer in this.
Final word. Oh, a closer. All right. Any final words?
That is what I do. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. The closer.
Should we close with that?
Close with that.
I think so.
There they are, the dynamic duo of Block Advocates. Go check them out. It's blockadvocates.org, right?
Correct.
Okay, go there.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.